Unit 7. People and Places. 7A. Exercise 2, page 118.
The Nomads of Mongolia. Most people nowadays live in cities and towns crowded with people in towering skyscrapers or blocks of flats, and heavy traffic on the streets. There are schools, shopping centers, cinemas, theaters, and restaurants. The life of a Mongolian nomad couldn't be more different. A family's nearest neighbors are kilometers away, and the only building is the ger, their traditional tent. But it is thanks to their animals that these nomads manage to survive. Their horses carry them and their equipment over long distances. Their cows, yaks, goats, and sheep give them food, wool, and leather. The herder goes where the animals go, moving to find new grass. It's a hard life. The nomad's skin is dark and tough from the sun and wind, and their eyes are narrow to protect them from the harsh winter. If it gets too cold, there isn't enough to eat, and they lose many animals. Nomads are proud to be herders, and proud to live more freely than city people. They want their children to have an easier life, however, and try to send them to school. How does a nomad child go to class every day, though? A new idea is the traveling school, a big ger which goes where the herders go in the warmer months. These are the months when nomad parents really need their children's help. Mongolia is developing, there are more jobs now and new towns. The traveling school allows Mongolian nomads to keep their traditional lifestyle, but learn about the modern world too. The nomads hope their children can be part of both. Thank you.